Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! What a weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Dan, did I blow your ears out there with the woo?
Oh, just some weird settings in here. It's fixed now.
Okay.
We're all going to be deaf in our left ears.
Somebody's been touching my stuff.
Years of IFB wearing.
Dude, I know the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Like the day that Sam took my chair out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost. I am not one to lose my temper. And all I wanted was my chair back.
We like our things the way we like them. How was Nebraska?
Nebraska was so exciting and so fun. Let me just say this very quickly. They lost by 3. It was unfortunate.
Is what it is.
More importantly, they lost their starting quarterback for the season.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
He broke his leg.
Oh, God.
In the second half.
Oh, you're like a bad luck charm then.
Apparently.
Mm.
And it was blackout night. So everybody was wearing black in the stadium. It was really weird. I've been to that stadium God knows how many times. But let me tell you this. And I love Arrowhead, and I love the atmosphere at Arrowhead.
Sure.
Arrowhead holds about 74,000 people. Memorial Stadium in Nebraska holds 96,000 people.
I've heard that you do not understand how big that stadium is until you're in it.
It is a sea of people.
Yeah.
And at one point, I looked over at T. It was her first Nebraska game.
Aww.
We walk into the stadium, and she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's big.
It's large. And at one point, I said, this makes Arrowhead look like a high school football stadium. It is, Dana, I can't even describe the sea, the mass of people. 96,000.
Yeah. And they sell out.
Every game.
Yep.
We get out of the stadium at 9:30. We're back to the car at 10, okay, because you have to walk over this bridge that goes over the highway. The University of Nebraska is in downtown Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's downtown. And so we get in the car at 10 o'clock. We rolled up to Jim Rose's house, who, by the way, used to hold down this time slot on KMBZ years ago, and that's how we became friends. And then he went on to become the voice of the Cornhuskers. We get back to Rose's house in Omaha, which is 45 miles away, at 12:30 in the morning.
It is an all day into the night thing.
Yes.
And you usually go to bed at like 5 p.m.
So, well, 8:30, no later.
Plus daylight saving time jacked with all of us.
I'm telling you, that really screwed me up.
It should. It physically, it does. They've studied this.
I know.
So you spent your time in Nebraska. You know my favorite city in the world is Lawrence, Kansas.
What's your second favorite?
But I'm here to tell you my favorite town. My favorite town is Weston, Missouri.
Where you spent the weekend.
We went back this weekend on the anniversary of our first trip there. And I don't know how I went 50 years on this planet until I discovered Weston. But we went a year ago. And now it's going to be something we do every single year. I'm telling you, the shops, the wineries, there's an antique mall. It's everything is local. and the leaves have just exploded. Hmm. And so really this week, next week is the week to go. And we went into every single store. We stayed for the first time ever at a bed and breakfast. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I had never stayed in a bed and breakfast. It was delightful.
You've never stayed in a bed and breakfast?
No, where there's three rooms upstairs, the host's quarters and
they take
and
care of you.
Industrial kitchen is downstairs. It was phenomenal. Huh. But Dan, you particularly, I want you to tune in at 3 o'clock. I know that you will, because we saw something inside of the Westin Museum that grabbed both of our attention.
Yeah.
And it is the loveliest, funniest story that many of you may have never heard of. There's a book called The Other Mary. And you know Lincoln, famously.
Abraham Lincoln.
Married Mary Lincoln. We know all about Mary Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going through the museum,
that
Dan.
That was not a love-filled marriage,
no,
by the way.
Well, I think we have a little window into why. Going through the museum, and there's a book there called The Other Mary. And next to it is a photograph of a tombstone just outside of Westin. And I'm going to read it. On the tombstone, the woman's epitaph reads, Abraham Lincoln's Other Mary.
Oh. Huh. This is on the tombstone?
This is on the tombstone, you guys. Mary Owens Vineyard, born 1808, died 1877. And then, you know, we all have something that we want to state about our lives after that. Mother, sometimes devoted wife, you know, all of the things that you would want on your tombstone. Mm-hmm. Well, for Abraham Lincoln's Other Mary, she chose, here lies Mary Owens Vineyard, who rejected Abraham Lincoln's proposal of marriage in 1837.
Wow.
Everybody's trying to get in on something. I mean, that's quite the marketing thing.
That is a woman scorned, man. She's like, I lived a happy life. I didn't need you, Abe. I know you freed the slaves. Don't care. You are not my cup of tea.
That was before.
Well, this was 20 years before he freed the slaves.
Yeah. You have to read. And at 3 o'clock, Dan, we are going to have the current owner of the home where Mary, not Lincoln, resided in Westin, Missouri during her life.
Very cool.
And she has letters that she has read that she will share with us that our president wrote to then Mary Owens.
20 years before he became, well, yep, 15
as,
years
as
before.
As they were sort of courting.
He became president.
But we also have the other Mary's look into what he may have been like. And let me just read to you some of what we found in the museum.
And she was a woman of some means.
Some. The refined Miss Owens was not impressed with Mr. Lincoln and turned him down repeatedly. Quoting here from Ms. Not Lincoln, I found Mr. Lincoln somewhat lacking in social graces, she writes. He was deficient in those little links which make up the great chain of women's happiness.
So he was broke?
He was deficient in the little links which
I mean,
make
let's
up
be honest.
A women's happiness.
Women to money's like bees to honey.
No, and she writes of a couple of instances.
That's a Kiss lyric, by the way.
When they were courting, and here's one example. She says, while the other men were careful to see their companions safely across the creek, Lincoln splashed through without a look back for my safety. She found him to be lacking in social graces.
I thought you women were able to take care of yourselves.
Not in 1820.
37.
Getting eaten by a bear or killed by a, I don't know who killed people, dysentery or something. I don't know.
Dysentery?
What? So at 3 o'clock.
Did you just say dysentery?
I don't know what killed people back then.
Do you mean dysentery?
Ring around the rosy?
Huh?
Scurvy?
Polio? It gets everybody. The fever, I mean, if you get a fever...
I hate you.
Dysentery.
I will end with this, and then we will talk to her at 3 o'clock. I hate you. Lincoln later wrote to a friend that he was actually relieved when she declined his proposal of marriage because on a late visit to Illinois, quote, he was not pleased with the amount of weight she had gained.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into it.
You got to keep that figure.
See, there's really nothing new under the sun.
Lincoln and that other Mary, man. Woo!
People are people, and they have been people since the dawn of people.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was displeased with the amount of weight she had gained, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have given her a bag of carrots and 2 weeks' notice.
Anyway,
that's what I would have done.
Weston, I love you. We will be back, and that interview is coming up at 3 o'clock.
In the 3 o'clock
Can't wait.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Dan, how was the trip to Florida?
Oh, it was quick. Man, it was fun.
Dude,
we were all gone.
We all just, like, went to the corners of the country.
Yeah, when I stepped out of the airport down there, it was chilly.
In Florida?
Yeah, it was in the 50s.
Oh, it's chilly down there.
It was a very cold weekend. It started to warm up, just like it is doing here.
So it felt down there like we have a great day today. It's going to be almost beautiful. 60 today. It's beautiful.
It's very similar at the moment. I mean, it's Orlando. It's, you know, it's not your tropical beach.
When you go down there, do you ever go to the beach?
No.
You just stay in Orlando?
Yeah.
You're that close to the ocean, and you don't go.
My parents live right next to the ocean. They don't go either.
I mean, every now and then we go, but, you know, maybe if we're going to go paddle boarding. But it's been a while since we've done that. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's just another place to live.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a tropical destination.
You know,
T
lived in Orlando with her late husband for like 10 years.
Yeah.
She hates it.
Yeah, it's Orlando's. I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, but it's just, I mean, there's really nothing special about it. It's just another city.
Like, if I were to go home tonight and say, hey, babe, let's go to Orlando next weekend,
she'd say no.
She would shoot me down.
There are plenty of other places in Florida. Go to Captiva Island.
She hates Orlando.
I mean, you have to figure out what it is you're going to do in whatever location you're going to. And if you're going to Orlando on vacation, I mean, it's like, well, you could just hang out in town,
right?
Or you could go to all the theme parks.
Yeah.
So those are two different things, you know. And if you're there often, and if you live there, and all that, I mean, you don't go to the theme parks every day, and you don't go to the beach every day, which is 40 minutes away.
When we get back, because we all traveled over the weekend, you know, I'm fascinated by human behavior and the psychology around, especially bizarre human behavior. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, something happened over the weekend, and I thought we were going to throw down. Remember the time you were at the soccer game or the Royals game, and someone tried to chest bump you? And
at a youth soccer game.
There's that moment in your adult life that you're like, is this really happening right now with another adult? Are we really going to have this?
Walk away, Parks.
Walk away.
Walk away.
We had to walk away over the weekend over the most bizarre display of childish human behavior by a 60-year-old man I have seen in quite a while.
I also had a near fight about 6 years ago at a sporting game.
That's what I thought it was, a soccer game.
It was a caller who I had referred to as he was acting a fool on the phone, and I said, "You're a patsy," and he was really upset that I had called him apparently a patsy.
And then he saw you in public.
And then he sees me standing in line at the concession stand at a sporting game, and he comes up and he's real affable. He's like, love the show. You and Dana are great, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I called in a couple of weeks ago and you called me a patsy. And I go, okay. I didn't even remember the call. And he goes, say it to my face.
Oh!
And
you
want to
take this outside?
So we're still shaking hands. I mean, we are literally still shaking. He wouldn't let go of my hand.
I would say, honey, hold my glasses.
Hold my beer.
And he said, say it to my face. And I go, honest to God, I swear to God, this is a true story. And we're way late for break. I go, is this really happening?
Are you kidding me?
And he goes, say it to my face. And I looked him dead in the eye, and I go, Patsy.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Somebody who is easily tricked or
immediately, everybody there in line jumps between us. And I wasn't looking to fight.
I don't even know who you are.
I had no idea. But he goes, say it to my face. And I go,
why do people act a fool? We're going to talk about it when we come back.
913-586-7798.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Right.
So the story starts with this song, you guys. There's a performer, beautiful woman, singing one of my favorite songs, Me and Bobby McGee, by Janis Joplin, at one of the wineries we attended in Weston. And I want you to picture this, the size of this room where a woman is performing with her guitar. She's a soloist.
Was she good?
Very good. Is no bigger than this room in this studio. So 35 feet by 15 feet tops. Very small space where she's performing. Okay. Johnny and I are seated there closest to her.
Her dimensions are way off, but okay.
Yeah, that's almost the size of a small house.
There are four people seated to our left, and there are six women celebrating a birthday to our right. So I want to be clear, there were 12 people listening to this woman as she's singing Me and Bobby McGee.
12 people.
12 people, that's it. It was an afternoon, you know, she was playing like 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
We're sitting there, and inexplicably, the man seated at the table with four people, including like a 10-year-old boy, puts his two fingers in his mouth and just for fun, does the two-finger jarring, ridiculous whistle that you would do on a very packed playground if you were trying to gather like 300 children to come to the front.
Or when a high school football coach is trying to get the attention of a player.
I don't mean a whistle. I mean the full-on jarring. My dad knows how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Where you put the two fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
And it is so loud. And we're sitting as close to her as you and I are sitting, Scott. And they are closer, Dan, than you and I. I mean, really close. Listening to me and my Bobby McGee. Right. So I jumped. It wasn't at the end of the song. It was right in the middle. And she kind of looks over. She's still playing. And the little boy kind of laughs. And I kind of threw a look. I'm like, what? Like, what? What's going on here?
It seems like these folks have not learned the dim club.
Dan.
The acoustic snaps. Etiquette.
He goes on during that song to two finger whistle six times.
Oh. Mm-mm. Oh.
And on one, the second like, time, okay. His wife or his companion, older blonde woman, kind of patted him on the arm and she's like, stop it, honey, stop it. And I looked over and I go, knock it off.
Yeah.
It
was, you took
Scott,
it into your own hands.
I go, please stop. Please stop. I that's exactly how I said
in
it.
In front of his parents.
I go, please stop. No, no, no. The child was seated there kind of egging him on.
Oh.
This was a 60-year-old man.
Oh, I thought it was a
so
kid.
So this is grandpa doing it.
All right.
He looked like Mr. Clean. Big, barrel-chested, bald guy. It was the third time that I go, please stop.
And how many empty glasses were on his table?
You know, he was just kind of laughing, dirt. And Johnny and I looked at each other. I go, is this actually happening right now? The performer, it was such a small space.
She was annoyed.
It's like, what are you doing, dude? She's just trying to finish one of the greatest songs of all time. The fifth time I reached for my phone because I thought we're going to be talking about this on Monday. And Johnny, I could see Johnny just brace. And he looked over at him and glared at him. And I just kind of put my hands up like, what are you doing?
Very uncouth.
Dan, it was uncomfortable because I kept thinking, okay, he's wanting this reaction.
But first time in the big city,
he's
sir?
Here. It was
Weston.
Weston.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, what are you doing?
He just arrived in town.
We looked this up, by the way, because I was curious.
He had some straps.
It just came off of the cattle trail and trying to cut loose.
Yes, in a very small winery packed with 12 people. The decibel level with a man whistling with two fingers. Are you reading this, Scott?
I am.
Reaches up to 130 decibels.
And potentially up to 130.
That
it's
is
very
the
piercing.
Threshold of pain for human hearing, which starts around 120 decibels. We've all heard it. I didn't need to say that, but we did look it up because I was curious. It's a jet engine. Six times during me and Bobby McGee. Yes, except yeah. It was not the rear rip. It was the one sharp rip.
In a very enclosed space where I assume this wasn't a rock and roll band with big speakers
Dan,
and tearing
the
place down.
It was six 40-year-old women at a winery celebrating a birthday, Johnny and I, and then this complete asshat and this blonde woman and this child. I have never seen anything like it. He did not look stumbling drunk.
Was the woman with him, did she appear to be embarrassed?
She just kept going, stop it. Now stop it.
Now, did his whistling drown out your singing along to the song?
Yes, absolutely it did. And it's very hard to do that. I was just so, and I don't know why situations like that make me so angry, but also so uncomfortable.
Because you hate confrontation.
Because I hate confrontation. And I'm literally thinking, what are you doing? Please just go away. Like the fifth time I thought, do I need to go get a manager? Then I look like the Karen asking to have the big guy removed because he's being an idiot.
But that would dwindle the audience to nine.
Right. We ended up having a lovely conversation with the performer and it didn't come up. I just said, you are wonderful and beautiful. And we tipped her well. And I said, we'll come down and see you again. But
do you remember her name?
I would have to look it up, but she's mutual friends with Erica McKenzie.
I mean, she wasn't behind a cage on stage like a roadhouse.
Yep, she was
anything.
Just sitting there on a stool, Dan, with a guitar.
Dan, this is Weston. It's acoustic. Not Independence.
This was an acoustic performance. I mean, I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. And would you have gotten up and said something? Because we're trying to enjoy the day, and you're not going to win against someone that's just being an idiot.
If he had done it once, it'd be like, okay. But if he does it twice, it's like, all right, wait, what are you doing?
The second time, it was like, what are you doing? The third time,
if you get to a third time,
please stop.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah, that time, you got to say something.
It's time for your daily lesson in societal niceties.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you have said something?
Not at one or two, but definitely at three.
So three is when I said, please stop. Four, I kept thinking, oh my God, because Johnny's not a confrontational guy at all.
But I would have said something after one.
He would have said, Dan?
Yeah, something probably snarky directed right towards him.
Right.
Like, wow, that was really loud in this small place.
I think what I would have said is something along the lines of, this is not necessary.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. First time out of the house, sir?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there.
Just got off restriction?
We were there for about four songs because we got there late. I'm sitting there thinking this is so relaxing and so beautiful. And then,
you're probably sipping wine.
We're sipping on some wine. Oh my gosh, we had such a lovely time. And then this ding-a-ling, right?
Yeah.
And I hate conflict. I hate that.
I know you do.
So I'm sitting there drinking, and all I can think of as I'm enjoying the music is, here it comes. And if he does it again, like, then what? Like, if he does it again, then what?
What was the point? I mean, was it to show?
Absolutely none. Absolutely none.
He was somebody probably who
did not get hugged a lot as a child.
Just got furloughed from prison.
May not understand how one is supposed to act when they're out in public. And maybe he's just expressing his joy at being there, and he just doesn't know how to do it properly.
913-586-7798. Quick break, Dan Weinbaum, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How's your Halloween?
Busy. We didn't get rid of all the candy. We still have just a little bit left.
But
the kids were out in droves, and later in the evening, I followed my own advice on Friday.
Good.
We had some older kids show up. Some were dressed up. Some were not.
Sure.
I didn't care.
No.
You know what they weren't doing? They weren't out doing drugs and drinking.
Causing trouble.
And so every time somebody came to the door, I said, take two. Because I wanted to run out of that candy real fast because the World Series was on.
And don't leave it here, which, by the way, oh my gosh.
I didn't see it.
You have to go back and watch it.
I was in Lincoln.
I'm going to tell you, you have to go back and watch it. We watched it live Saturday night.
Now, we were following along
in
the stadium, and T was like, it's 5-4.
It was so incredible. We watched the replay. They do like a speed-up replay, so in between every pitch, you know, you don't see the pitcher walking back to the mound. They just bup it. We watched the replay last night. It is one of the greatest Game 7s I have ever seen. It will break your heart for Toronto, but LA, wow. I still can't get over that game. Well, players were colliding, millimeters huh? separated calls. I mean, it was just crazy.
So we were following along in Lincoln at the football game, and you know, like every time they would go to a commercial break, I'd lean over and I go, "What's the score?" And it's 4-3. It's 5-4. Whatever it was, I can't remember. And so we knew it was a really exciting game. By the way, can we have a conversation about YouTube TV and Disney for a minute?
Sure.
Because tonight, here was the plan. I'm going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have scallops. She bought scallops yesterday at the store.
Yep.
We were going to watch Wheel of Fortune mm-hmm. and then Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm not watching tonight?
Is it on one of those channels you don't own?
Well, YouTube TV and Disney are in a huge loggerhead right now.
Okay.
And so I don't get ABC, which means I can't watch my favorite local newscast.
Oh.
And I don't get ESPN or ESPN2. I mean, they've completely, literally on the rundown, it's not even blacked out. It's gone.
Here it is. Disney pulls ABC, ESPN, and more from YouTube TV. So yep. What you need are the little rabbit ears.
I'm not going out and getting rabbit ears for a Monday Night Football game that I kind of care about but don't really care about. Dallas and the Cardinals. Fine. But that was the plan. That's what we were going to watch was Dallas and the Cardinals tonight. And I guess we're just going to watch The Voice. By the Max Cooper from Olathe, Lenexa, he went to Olathe Northwest. Max Cooper is in the knockout round tonight on The Voice.
Yep.
And I talked to him on the phone earlier today. He's such a good kid.
This is single elimination, do or die, right?
So what this is you meet with your coach, and they have a celebrity coach with them.
Yep.
So last week, Zach Brown was on, Lizzo was on.
Yeah, whoever.
They bring in the top guns, right? And you and one other player or one other contestant perform, you do your song in front of the judge. What's different now is the judge is not picking your song, you're picking your own song.
Good, so that's good.
And they say, like that, maybe go a little higher at the end, you know, or bring it down at the end or whatever.
And then who votes?
The judge has to pick.
The judge, so it's up to one person?
So like if you're on Team Bublé, like Max Cooper is, he's going to come out tonight with a song. He didn't tell me what song he picked. And then whomever he is paired with, they have to pick their own song. Okay. And then Bublé says, I like what you picked. It's a great song for you. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And then he says the same thing to the other contestant.
Yep.
Then the two of you go out and I don't know how they determine the order.
I
have no idea.
They sing.
They sing the song. And then at the end, Carson Daly says, Michael Bublé, Make your pick.
Make your pick. Oh, and that's tonight.
And there are no more steals, no more saves.
He is the sweetest kid, too. And mm-hmm. whatever happens, it's tonight at 7 o'clock. We've got pickleball. We're going to DVR it. Whatever happens, he will come on the show at some point.
So if he gets knocked out tonight,
yep.
we're working with his publicist to get him on the show this week. If he does not get knocked out tonight, and let's pray that he doesn't, we'll get him later on.
I want him to go all the way. All the way.
He's such a good kid. He's so talented.
If you missed our interview with him, he came in, he sang. Oh, my gosh. Go find that on podcast. He is incredible.
So he did on his first audition, it was a blind audition, he did the song Cooler Than Me.
Yeah.
And can you play that just under us, Cooler Than Me? And watch it for language. I think there's a bad word.
I don't think there's anything cooler than me.
But
I don't think Michael Bublé cusses.
Well, it's not a Michael Bublé song. And so he did a version of Cooler Than Me that was different than the original.
Yeah.
Which is yes.
Oh, he's so good.
So hang on, let me get his version, because I thought he did a better version of this song. And he came on stage and he did that. He can't do any of the songs he performs until or unless he gets knocked out.
For us.
Correct.
Like if we would have him on the program, he cannot do any of the songs that are associated with the show, which is not a big deal. Right. We would have him in to read the phone book. He is so talented.
He's really good. And he wanted to know. I said, well, when you come in, he goes, well, can I bring in my whole band? And I go, well, what are we talking about here? And he goes, well, I got a drummer and a bassist. And I go,
how about just a piano?
I go, how about you just bring in your keyboard?
Yeah, bring in your keyboard. And then wait a minute, because you talked about the YouTube TV thing. The voice is on NBC, correct? Oh, he's so good.
So here's Max Cooper.
7 o'clock tonight.
So good.
Oh, we've got it. We've got to root for that kiddo.
And
he's local.
You've got to remember at the end, I'll take my computer here. Sorry, Inside Baseball. When he gets done, Michael Bublé is like going, this kid is the bomb. And he asks, Michael Bublé says, can I come sing with you?
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite thing. It gives me chills when I see it. It really does.
So Bublé goes up on stage with Max Cooper. Listen to this. And he performs
just
with
impromptu.
Bublé. Yes.
I'm not surprised.
This is Max.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I've stopped keeping track. I talk myself.
That's Bublé.
In. I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I try to very
this is Max.
Hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Everybody, let's go.
Oh, yeah. And I also know that it'll all turn out.
I mean, can you imagine
getting
your musical idol says, can I play with you?
On live television. Do you mind? And he said he was just so in the moment, like in awe, that he wasn't even nervous. He's playing the piano along.
And Bublé's just got his arm draped over his shoulder, singing along with him.
You know, I will say this about Max. He's got such a good head on his shoulders. Yeah. He plays in Lawrence. He's going to go very, very far no matter what happens on this program. I do hope
Look at that still
he wins.
Shot.
Oh,
Look at
it's
that
so
still
good.
Shot.
I do hope he wins, but he's going to be in great shape no matter what happens. So 7 o'clock tonight on NBC, correct?
NBC. So you can see it here in town. Yeah. Well, yes, it's NBC.
7 o'clock, NBC.
And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just happy and miss you,
Max, everybody!
That boy, good.
I know why Mike Bublé did that.
Story here from Scotia, New York, where police there say the investigation into a reported sewing needle found inside of Halloween candy has been determined to be a hoax, and the woman who made the claim has been arrested.
Oh.
27-year-old Christy Hosier.
It was the mom?
Was arrested on November 3rd and charged with falsely reporting an incident. She was released on an appearance ticket scheduled to appear in Scotia Village Court at a later date. Investigators say Hosier originally posted on Facebook about finding a sewing needle in Halloween candy. The post on the Scotia Glenville Current Events Facebook page sparked widespread concern,
God,
leading her to have to file a police report.
Like it was 1980. Everyone's like, there's razor blades in the apples, which, by the way, never happened.
It's never happened.
It's an urban legend.
Police say the investigation revealed that Hozier placed the needle in the candy herself and had not gone trick-or-treating in Scotia as she originally claimed.
Why?
Attention.
Or to sue? Was she trying to sue Twix or something?
How could you sue them if somebody bought the candy and then placed a needle in the candy? That's not their fault.
Well, plus it would show that the needle went through the wrapper one way. And do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can easily disprove that it was somehow. Well,
and back when we were kids, Dana, the idea that there was a razor blade in an apple and you wouldn't see the skin of the apple pierced.
Right. And also, if someone flashes their headlights at you, they want you to join their gang.
Urban legends.
Or you're about to die.
Or they're going to kill you. So to this day, I don't ever flash my headlights back.
Young British children are more likely than their big siblings to adopt American phrases. This is concerning some people in England.
Oh, my!
More than 50% of teachers at elementary school levels who were surveyed said that they have heard students use the word trash or garbage, which is the Americanism.
Refuse!
Instead of, you're close.
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
I thought it was refuse.
Or waste. The word candy is being spoken by a lot of young English kids instead of?
Sweets.
That is correct.
May I have a sweet?
Let's see. The term apartment is being used by younger British children instead of?
Flat.
That is correct. Diaper instead of?
Nappy.
How did you know?
Because I know all things British.
How did you know that one?
The nappy?
Yeah.
Because there have been several criminal cases where, like, I just went to change the baby's nappy and then I came back and the baby was gone. Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
All right, and here's one more.
Wait, there are no dingoes in Britain.
They're in Australia. Another Americanism that a lot of young British kids are saying is movie theater instead of?
A picture show.
Nope.
Cinema.
Yep.
My grandmother used to say, let's go to cinema. Let's go to the picture show.
I've read a lot of books from Britain.
A number of parents are concerned, saying that they are speaking with their children and correcting.
You will not use the word trash.
It is rubbish.
It is rubbish. Read them and understand them.
That's much better than, you know, using the slang with those numbers that everyone's using.
Do they
right
say
now.
Garage? It's garage. Isn't it garage?
The garage?
Instead of garage?
Mm-hmm.
There's another word.
My 6-year-old daughter says lift instead of elevator.
I prefer lift.
I like lift.
In the West Bottoms, they're actually lifts.
Instead of mind the doors, which you'll hear on some subways in the United States, mind the doors, they say, and I only know this because I have a coffee mug that says it, and I was in London 2 years ago, they say on the overspeaker in the subway, they go, mind the gap, please. Mind the gap.
Mind the gap, please.
That's the gap between the train and the platform, correct?
Dan, I don't know. When I heard that, I knew that the doors were about to close.
Right. Mind the gap.
So they would just, you would hear, and it wasn't live, it was recorded, but
of course.
It was, mind the gap, please. Mind the gap. U.S. businesses are literally going penniless. Since the administration ended minting the 1-cent coins earlier this year, those still in circulation are becoming harder to find.
Yep.
Many stores are now rounding their cash sales down to the nearest 5 cents, saying that there are no federal guidelines on how to proceed. In February, the president said that producing the coin was wasteful, he's right, and too expensive, and on social media called to rip the waste out of the great nation's budget, even if it's one penny at a time. The U.S. Mint officially stopped making pennies in May.
I don't think we need them. We talked about this over the weekend. The keep a penny, leave a penny. It costs 5 times more to make the penny than the penny is worth.
Now, you can still charge pennies if it's on a credit card.
But with cash, they're now going to start rounding down.
That is what this story says, is that companies are rounding down. By the way, it costs nearly 4 cents to make a penny.
Four. I knew it.
4 cents to make a penny. Yep. All right.
All right. Speaking of the penny, Or the dime. It's the penny. When we get back.
The nickel.
Whatever. We will talk about the woman who told Abraham Lincoln no.
Piss off.
Not once, but twice. Her name is Mary.
She didn't say no. She said, piss off.
We love her. Talk to the owner of her home. The woman who is occupying
She ended up retiring in Weston, Missouri. I'll be darned.
Cannot wait to share that story with you
guys. We'll get to that right after the news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.